is Paul, net control for the Metroplex net this evening. You're invited to join in. And my call is KB2SQ. My name is Paul. I'm located in Manhattan. This is the Metroplex net. Do we have any mobiles out there? Would you like to check it? Then check in tonight. Call KB2 Sugar Queen. Okay, here in North Mobile, I'll take general check-in. KB2 Sierra Quebec, listen.
KB2SQ. This is KB2DA2. I am Tommy Kofi, or David Paul. Good evening, everybody on the net.
And 2HIT, HIT, Z2 Paul. Good evening.
Jim and Don, we have you. Additional check-ins, please.
KB2SQ, 282SHA.
This is KB2VVO.
Yaman and John, we have you. Additional check-ins. WA2UEE, Bob, you on? Looking for additional check-ins to the Metroplex net. Call KB2 Sierra Quebec. Let's see, November 2, Sierra Charlie Lima. Gary, you around? Did I double with somebody? All right, we've worked to the top of the list. We'll run through the short list we have here so far. Again, my call is KB2SQ. Name is Paul. Net control for the Thursday night, February 18th, net. Good evening to the shortwave listeners of Catskill, the Mary Walsh and Dale. And this is into GKI, over in Boken. Good evening to you. Take care of my shortwave listeners and any other shortwave listeners that we may have. Good evening. Glad to have y'all listening there. KC2DHU, Jim, good evening. Come aboard, say a few thousand.
Hey, good evening, Paul. Good evening, everybody on the net. Yeah, everything's still cool up here. Glad to see a little melting going on outside with the snow. And, the weather's supposed to be pretty decent throughout the weekend. What do we got right now? We got 31.1 degrees, so it has dipped down below freezing. We have some pretty good wind gusts, though. 8-10 mile an hour winds blowing down here by the river. But it's not too bad, at least to the daytime. It's getting above freezing, and days are getting a little bit longer there. The sun's getting a little higher in the sky, and I just can't wait to spring sun, to be honest with you. By the way, we are going out on 6 meters again tonight, Paul. I put that 6 meter link back on the air a couple days ago, just messing around. I said we turn this bar thing on just to keep it running, until I get a chance to move it. But I guess with all the leaves and stuff off the trees right around the shop there, it's not really decent in the 2 meter side. Guess I left it up and running. And I'm sure once the leaves start coming back out, I'll start getting some more descents back into the 2 meter side. The plan is to move it someplace else once I find a place to move it. But we are going out on 6 meters again tonight. Been up for a couple of days, and I haven't really noticed much, if very, very little degradation on the 2 meter repeater with the start thing up and running. So I figured that the heck with it, just let it run for a while. It'll do the radio some good anyhow. Back over to net control.
Okay, Jim. Well, I haven't been on much today or yesterday because I was doing my civic duty, a little jury duty. And so when did I go down? Today's Thursday. I went down Tuesday, I think. Tuesday. Did a couple of days, and today I did a lot of running around and that kind of good stuff. So they didn't want me. They released it. And I did 2 days, and I've been to go for 6 years now. So that's where I was for a couple of days. What a boring day, I tell you. Anywho, Jim, good to hear you. 6 meters up and running. Everybody checked in on 6. Yeah, beautiful weather down here today, Jim. I tell you, it's just gorgeous. But it, like you say, it's a little windy. God, I'm looking at the flags up on top of the Columbia Presbyterian Hospital. It's west to east. It's blowing pretty straight across. So not sure just what it is. But 38 degrees, so that's good. Start back with all. sure if this is Bob's club meeting night. WA2UEE. Bob, are you there? KB2 Sugar Queen. Okay. Mr. Don, up in Greenfield Park, up in the beautiful Catskills there, 1,800 feet elevation. Come aboard. Good evening. And say hello to Miss Una for me.
Okay, Paul and the Met. Good evening to all aboard the Met. Quiet Greenfield Park. The temperature is 28. Feels like 15, and the wind is out west-northwest at 21 miles an hour. We got a little wind. But everything's fine on this side. The unit is looking at the TV and relaxing in the living room. We had a dog here come and adopted us. Come on a puppy. Wouldn't leave a puppy. The foxer looking in the windows and around on the deck and the porch on the side, laying there sleeping, wouldn't leave. Don't know where it came from. Call all the neighbors. Not one of their dogs. It's supposed to be a pretty special breed. So it looks like we have a dog and three cats. Okay, Paul, back to that control. Hope you and the family's all fine. And let me know, did you get stuck on the jury duty? Did they call you or decided or you didn't get a case?
No. My jury duty days are over for 6 more years. I don't have to worry about a thing for 6 more years. Got called on one case, but they didn't keep me after I told them a story or two. And I don't know if those cats are gonna like that dog now, Don. They may make that dog leave. Three cats? Nah, I don't think the dog is gonna stick around long. But that's strange. He took up at your house, Don. Son of a gun. Does he have a, what if he has a tag on him or? He'll probably, Don. But anyway, maybe he'll keep the deer and the bear away when spring comes around. Might serve a good purpose there, Don. I forgot a shortwave. I have another shortwave listener I know of, Sandra. She's sitting in the living room. She's shortwave listening tonight. K2 peanut butter and jelly. Check out a shortwave listener here in the shack, Don. Also, anywho, thanks for checking in with us, Don. Let me break with you. And I'll go over to Armin there. Armin, WA2SHA, good evening. Hope things have been well with you. Come aboard, please.
Yes, Paul. I'm pretty good. The one thing, just like Jimmy was talking about, is that the sun is a little warm today. I noticed when I was getting hot in my left sleeve while I was driving. And that means that it's a little higher in the sky, and it's a sign of good things to come. Not a couple of weeks, 6 or 7 weeks. Then we'll be out of this mess. Because it's still pretty chilly and it's pretty cold. By the way, I don't know what New York State regulations are, but here in Jersey, once you reach the age of 75, you have the right of refusal as far as jury duty. So I'm done. I turned 75, and I'm not going to go back to jury duty anymore. Back to net control. KB2SQ, WA2SHA.
Now, Armin, that's a good question you brought up there, and I'm not sure. I do have a jury book they gave me, and I looked through it. They didn't mention anything about it yesterday when the other day when he was giving instructions, Gage. And one of my neighbors, when I came back yesterday, I saw him in the lobby, and he was telling me about it. He finally got jury duty, and I'm pretty sure he's over 75. Yeah, Joe's got to be around 80, 87, I think, and he's got a jury duty notice, he said. He's got to go in March sometime. So I have to look into that, Armin, because that would be great. I hate that, Don. It's a boring day. It's a boring, boring day, Armin. Break with you, and let's go over to John. John, hold on a minute. KB2 VBO, John, come aboard and give us some good news. KB2 Sugar Queen, that control.
Okay. Well, on the subject of jury duty, in the early 90s, called in a medical malpractice case, but it was a federal thing, and it was down in Brooklyn. In the course of the trial, I got to meet John Gotti,
Malcolm was. He was John Gotti's senior, but right at that time, friendly guy. But interestingly enough, I thought it was like a vacation because I was time off. You know, I was working for the city, and it took about 3 weeks. And I forget how much a day they were giving us. They were paying us in the city, but then I got the surprise that I had to pay back the money to me and pay back to the city for like 6 months. Finally, they forced me to pay.
Yeah, you were trying to do what they would. The guy mentioned the other day, double dipping. They were pretty adamant about that. He went over that point several times, you know. Job is paying you, and the jury duty doesn't pay you, or vice versa. If the job doesn't pay you, then jury duty will pay you, but you're only getting $40 a day. That's what it is, so I'll have $80 coming up here.
I think you said around the last week of April. But, John, you might mention the Echolink guy. Tell us about Echolink.
Oh, okay.
Well, got the Echolink set up down here in the basement of my home. Problem with the computer, had a noisy fan. Got lucky, I was down at Micro Center over there in Madison. I stumbled upon the heatsink fan. It was dollars. The processor, and it fit perfectly, and solved the noise problem. In history, we just getting things up and running and going through programming. Couple of glitches, but it's running at this point. I'm not happy with audio. I really don't have a good way of monitoring it here with my speaker. If I do hear, I'm getting back, so I have to leave it to other people.
Okay, and the call, it's under the club's call. The Echolink is under W2 Mike Papa X-Ray Dash Ara. That's the call for the club, for Metroplex. Whiskey 2 Mike, Peter X-Ray. And when I talked to you late this afternoon, John, you sound very good. Earlier during the day when I was trying to find somebody, I didn't get anybody, but I could hardly hear it. You know, I was listening through it, to it through the radio. I was on Echolink on the computer and listening on the radio, and it was very low. But later, when we chatted, I didn't find a problem with it at all. The audio was good and everything, John. The QSL.
Okay, and I forgot to mention the node number. Ready to get your pencils out. 501-504.
Can you repeat that, John?
501-504.
I was surprised. I thought it was five numbers. That's good. Six numbers, I guess. Since I've been on the days of Echolink, it's grown in size. All right, thanks. I'll stand by. Okay. Very good. 501-504 is the node number. I just added it to my program. That's all I did. Thanks a lot, John, for getting that up and running. I run into Bob. Pass that information along to him. I was hoping he would be on the net tonight. Anywho, Metroplex Echolink is up and running. Call of Whiskey 2 Mike Peter X-Ray Dash Aura 501-504 John KA2VBO. Okay, let's break with you. Go over to Walter, AE2AA. Walt, good evening to you. Come aboard. Say a few thousand.
Okay, I better not say too much. I got my little egg timer here, so we'll be careful not to exceed the time out, I hope. I think it's a 2.5 minutes. It might be 3 minutes, though. We'll see. All right, well, certainly I want to say good evening to everybody signed into the net. I just signed in a minute ago. I'm not sure just who's here. I did hear Armin and John and a few of the other fellows that are usually in here, but I'll say good evening and good to hear you in here. And it's good to hear that the Echolink is ready to go. I think that was a good job on your part, John. They stayed the course. That's good. I will update what I have done already in the newsletter to reflect this information, and we'll be set to go with that. And I hope I'll see everybody on Saturday. It is coming Saturday for the February meeting. Okay, it's at 2:30 the regular time. And we do have some business, including the elections, to take place. But if we move along, we shouldn't have any difficulty. Right, John? We'll have a good meeting. All right, let me get it back to net control. I'll be around for about one more transmission. I'll read the mail a little bit so I can hear what's happening. And again, good to hear everybody in here, and be looking to see how the echoing sounds when somebody signs in the echoing. So back to net control. KB2, Sugar Queen from AE2, AA.
Okay, well, and I enjoyed reading the letter, the last one. Very informative and good information. Lots of good information in there. Well, health and welfare people there. I haven't had any health or welfare lately this month, so nothing to report on that. No, don't have any anything to report on that. See if Gary, because he checked in earlier this afternoon and told me he was going to try to check in tonight. November 2, Sierra Charlie Lima. Gary, you on frequency? KB2, Sugar Queen, net control. What about Alpha Charlie 2, Bravo Delta, Issa, Mobile, are you around? WA2UEE, Bob, are you listening? Must be Bob's meeting night.
Last week, though, I don't think.
Vic was there. Okay. Do we have additional check-ins? Call KB2 Sugar Queen. Nothing here. Let me go back to the top of this. Jim, there was something I was going to ask you. I'm having a senior moment, and I just came and I said, well, I'll wait till the night and I'll ask Jim. Doggone it. Hey, Jim, it's not, my recall is not working good tonight. If I can think of it, if I don't remember remember tonight, I'll tie a string around my finger tomorrow, and I'll ask you tomorrow, Jim. But then I'll forget where the string is. Anywho, KC2DHU, additional comments, Jim?
Yeah, it was quite a fault. I do it all the time,
get a dog, but it looked like it was destiny or something that sent it to us.
That's what the neighbors say. All of them say, keep it. It was meant for you. It wouldn't leave your land and slip all around the stairs. But it is a puppy. Right? You see two GHQs, the technical advisor, and the tech that hooks everything up. Paul Lovely Net. And KB2PBJ, have a good night there, Kenny and all the rest. Back to next control.
Yeah, Kenny's going skiing tomorrow. Now, it's on 17. I can't think of the name of the darn place. When I'm going up to Monticello, I pass it. It's on the left side. Don, you might know the name of that ski place there. Going up 17. After you pass, I'm losing it with the name, with the town there. But there's a ski right there on 17. You can see this. I think you can see the lift there, Don. You know where I'm talking about?
Negative. Paul, negative. I wouldn't know. There's a few of them around here. Jimmy, the rent might know. PC2DHU. Sure, Glenn would know. Earlier, we heard you come in talking about the posse. Glenn was fine-tuning it and setting me up to get ready for the net. So huge net satellite system was dropping out off the posse, and we had a little posse coming. But I heard you come in there crystal clear, but I was dropping in and out. Glenn's been so patient with me, getting me squared away with it. And as you see now, I'm coming through my handheld and everything working excellent. But I can't figure where that's at. I can't unit this. You don't remember 212. Is it up past Monticello where you go for the gambling or before you get to it?
No, it's before you get to Monticello, where I turn off exit 104. That's where I get off of Monticello. Way before that, Don. But it's on the left when you're going up 17. And you see one of the lifts right there on the side. Oh, well, Kenny isn't home, so I can't ask him the name of it, but I know that's where he's going tomorrow for the weekend, I believe. I don't know if he skis or not, but he's going. I dropped him off in the morning over the bus. A bunch of people from his job, I think, are going, so they go every year, I believe. Done. Okay, though. Well, let's hope the dog gets along with the cat and keep the cat. Dog, you said, a puppy. Wow. We'll see how he behaves with the deer and the bears in the summertime, Don. I'm can't wait to that. See how he reacts to them when they come around. Let's break with you and go over to Armand. Comments, Armand. W2SHA, KB2 Sugar Queen.
A couple of comments on me about the jury duty is that you'll have to find out whether you have a right of refusal or they just don't take old people. In Jersey, I could go, I guess, even if I was 80 years old. But you have a right to say no at 75. In other words, I'll get a notice eventually, and I'll just decline it, that's all. So you'll have to look up your New York regs. On the other hand, that pup you got there, maybe it has a computer chip in it. That you have to find out. Most all vets have a reader for it, so it's no problem. They just scan the dog, and they pick it up, and that's it. And of course, if you want to keep the dog, I guess you just don't tell anybody who owns it that you have it. I find his keepers, you know. And let's see what it was. I had a third subject, and again, I get a senior moment here, too. But I guess it wasn't that terribly important, you know. So I'll turn it back to Net Control. KV2SQ, WA2SHA.
Okay, quick question, Armand. I know last week you were talking about the Firefox. Did you get that problem squared away that you were talking about last week?
No. No, I didn't get that problem squared away. I'm just not going to worry about it, that's all. Yeah, it's just some kind of peculiarity with Firefox. And it might have to do something with licensing, you know, cross-licensing or what, that they won't allow that kind of thing to take place. And whatnot. See, I sometimes use Internet Explorer. When I open up two browser windows, I do that. I use Internet Explorer as one window and Firefox on the other, so I can cross over and sometimes compare notes or read some information from one browser into another to search and stuff like that. So I use them both like that. I have no additional browsers. There are others, but I don't want a third or a fourth or a fifth. Then it gets be horrendous to remember what each one does and what it won't do and what not, so I just leave it the way it is. Firefox I've had used for the last 10 years or so. And I remember Netscape, the old Netscape was really Mozilla also, so it was written by the same software people. Only Netscape is gone now, and it's obsolete. And that's it. Back to Net Control, WA2SHA.
I'm trying to think of what I had before, John. I mean, Armand. Mozilla was out way back when. when it was, I didn't have Netscape. That's what I had. But anyway, I only use internet, I guess, now for the last 10, 12 years or so. No, different people. I've heard Firefox and a couple of the others. No, so I've just stuck with Internet Explorer. So that's that. Okay. John, back with you, Armand. Let's go back to John for additional comments. Tried to bring up the Echo Link just now, but it timed out on me, so I'm not sure I had it on or not. KB2 VVO, KB2 Sugar Queen. John probably stepped away on the phone. Walt, we're down to you. And we've gone through the list a second time. AE2AH, KB2 Sugar Queen.
KB2, SQ, Net Control, AE2AA. Okay, good. We have a nice group tonight, and we'll see what happens when the Echo Link is in full. I would hope for next week. We'll see a lot of the fellows back in here. That'll be good. Yeah, I'm surprised Bob's not in here today. But he does have those meetings that occasionally interfere. I don't know if it's once a month or what it is. But I'm sure he'll be anxious to give it a try when John has it really all set to go. That's for sure. Let's see. Okay, on the newsletter, Paul. Yeah, I just felt that, you know, that's something that I wanted to go full with rather than just, you know, silent keys. When we have them, we try to give enough coverage. I'm sorry it didn't come out sooner, but I don't think it would have made too much of a difference. Actually, in reference to the wakes, we did have some problems with the computer, problems with equipment here, so this one will be out on time, the new one, that's for sure. We just really need the results of the meeting minutes and so forth. Again, I can't stress that the important meeting on Saturday. I think the weather will be okay and all of that. I hope everybody got their meeting notice. That's about the other thing. All right. Well, we also want to try to work more on folks using the machine here. You know, hope more people be listening and more people be talking. That's to me a very important issue. All right. I'm going to check out now at this point and get something hot to drink, maybe a cup of coffee. So it's good being in here and good hearing everybody, and hopefully everybody will be clear of that snow pretty well. All right, getting running out of salt here on the timer, so back to you guys, and I'm going to say 1073 for now. John, I'll talk to you and Armin in the morning in reference to Saturday. So, KB2, SQ.
Okay. Yeah, you just, we're a little too slow. Well, you did time it out, but I think you were about ready. You just about turned it back over to me, and I heard the beep, beep, beep. Or whatever. Anywho, let me reset. Okay. Look forward to seeing everybody Saturday, hopefully, and I think we're supposed to get some more snow come Tuesday night, what I'm hearing. And we'll see.
see what happens there. So with that, unless we have some additional check-ins or someone else with some comments. Jim, thanks for checking in with your link. Don, up in Greenfield Park, for linking it with, I think you linked into to Jim there. Thanks for stopping by this evening. Forward to seeing everybody next Thursday night. With that, we'll close it down at 8:40 local time and turn this frequency back to general amateur use. For now, good night, and thanks a lot for checking in. KB2, Sugar Queen.